Which chapters are you two visiting in Western Wyoming, and what will you be doing with the members there as you visit with them?
So we're hitting all kinds of chapters down here. We started in Little Snake River and head to Lyman, Jim Bridger FFA in Mountain View. We'll go to Star Valley, Pinedale, Farson, and Green River here in the next week and a half or so.
And with those chapters, we like to do about 2 to 3 different workshops. In those workshops, we promote good social media usage, good communication skills, and good leadership skills. And we also go around and visit the different STAR candidates as well.
How has the pandemic affected the way that the State Association has operated this year? And what have you done as a team to work around that?
You know, right from the get-go, it really hit us hard. It canceled our state convention, and we had to move that virtual. And we had to do a lot of things really different. I know, like, headed into our interview process, normally we do that at state convention. We had to change that, and that looked a lot different this year, and I think it's going to look a lot different this coming year as well. We're doing a lot of adjustments that are still taking place and ongoing with that. We are running. We got to do State Fair. We ran that as normal, and we got to do CPC, which is our chapter president's conference. And so we got to talk to presidents and vice presidents across the state and do a business session with that. And so we were so excited as a team to be able to reach members and finally be in front of members and just make those connections that we haven't been able to due to the current restrictions and whatnot that's going on.
What is one thing that each of you would like to have the public know about the FFA and what you do as an organization?
For me, I think it's important that everyone knows that FFA is not just for your stereotypical country kid. There is something in FFA for everyone, whether you live in a rural area or even in an urban area. We have something for everyone to do, whether that be prepared speaking contests and LDE events, or you show livestock in your SAEs and the different CDE events. We have facilities, a lot of programs actually have school farms and different ways for the school and the program to have livestock. That way it's easily accessible for urban students. That way they have that way to do have those opportunities that some rural students might have that some students might not understand that there are those options out there for them.
Excellent, excellent. Kylie, did you have anything to weigh in on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of spinning off of what Peyton had to say, I think there's just so many opportunities through FFA, and it can take you so far. I know I'm in a different situation than most of our state officers. I took a year, I didn't run my senior year, so I'm headed into my sophomore year of college. I'll graduate this spring. And so I kind of took a year off of FFA. And with that year off, I learned so much about just how much I missed it and how much I actually benefited from that that I didn't realize, even coming in out of FFA my senior year. I gained so much public speaking skills and confidence and communication skills that I didn't even realize I was developing, all while just hanging out with friends and having fun. It creates such a good learning environment that makes it so easy to just grow as a person.